Alpha Wealth Group. You are the president of that, which means you help manage people's money, right?
That is true.
And whenever you talk about that, I always expect you're going to say things like, well, here's what you should do. Put it here and then it'll grow. You always talk about taxes instead, about minimizing your loss. I'm sure you're as interested in the former, but I hear you as much talk about minimizing the loss as you do talk about growing your assets.
Right. Well, taxes are certainly part of that because at some point you're going to be taking distributions. And when you take the money out, anytime it's in an IRA, 401k, every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. So we really need to be conscious of that.
Is right? there a number, like they used to say $1 million and then you can retire? Mm-hmm. Is there a percent that I should expect to have to pay in taxes on my retirement assets? I mean, it'd be nice if it was zero, but I wonder what a benchmark is for people.
Well, I saw an article actually recently. They said about 20%. This was a Wall Street Journal article. It said you can count on about 20% of your income, you know, the liability, tax liability of that income being about 20% of it going to taxes.
And that includes Social Security, right?
Well, Social Security, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits can be taxable. So,
see, I don't understand that. I know that you're when you pay in for Social mm-hmm. Security and your employer does, that's not technically a tax, but that came out of my paycheck,
it did.
Right?
Yep.
And so it feels like a tax. Why am I paying a tax on that when it is given back to me?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, prior to 1983, there were no taxes. Social Security was income tax free.
Really?
Yeah.
Prior to 19 when?
83.
Where was I that day? I didn't know that. Really?
You were too young, I think, at that point.
Probably wasn't earning much money, yeah.
Yeah, they raised it in 83 to 50%. And then in 93, they raised it to 85% of Social Security's taxable. So again, we really need to be conscious of that.
I don't even think that unemployment benefits should be taxed.
Right.
If you're unemployed and you get a benefit for that, then that counts as income. Well, mm-hmm. shoot, I wouldn't have needed it if I had income, you guys. Why are you right. taxing me on that?
Right.
And I know the federal government needs to capture money, so that's part of the net. But if somebody were going to get out, I would say I would let them out first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with that. And you know, in most cases, the lowest tax bracket now is 10%, so, and then you have deductions. So hopefully some of those people don't have to pay too much in tax. I agree with that statement.
I get your point, though. That's well made. But I wonder what you think about this, too. So tax day was supposed to be tomorrow, right?
Was supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, and they've extended it till May 17th?
May 17th, correct.
I think people are probably getting a little lazy about it because the standard deduction is larger. I haven't been keeping receipts. Maybe even the interest that you pay on your mortgage doesn't exceed the standard deduction.
Right.
So maybe people aren't focusing enough on the taxes they pay these days. Do you buy into that?
Well, I think that is absolutely true. I think it's a once-a-year thing for most people. They really don't look at them. And they just fill out the papers or throw it all in a box, give it to their accountant and say, just take care of it, and really are not conscious of the taxes. And so, again, this is not to be critical of anybody, but keep in mind, you know, that's money that you're giving away that you'll never get back. And when we get into retirement, that's, I think, when we're the most tax sensitive. Pensions are 100% taxable. Your Social Security up to 85% of that taxable. And every penny you pull out of your IRA or 401k is taxable.
Okay, I get that. But that's the distribution. Right now, I'm just turning my W-2 in or going on TurboTax and filling in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do now? I mean, what am I going to do now about that? I can't do anything now about that. I'm reporting my taxes.
Well, one thing that you can do, well, certainly, first of all, I would just tell anybody, I think it's line 15. They change the 1040 all the time. You should know what your marginal tax bracket is. Are you in a 22 or are you in a 12? We need to be aware of these things because what can you do right now? I've said this before when we've talked about it. You have now until May 17th to put money into a Roth. Right, Roth IRAs, that's $7,000 per person if you're over age 50. You can do 2020 still until May. And you can do 2021. So think about that. Money that grows tax-free forever and doesn't tax your Social Security, by the way.
But should everybody do a Roth? Because doesn't that, it's when you pay the taxes based on what your level of income is, right?
Right. Well, if you do a Roth, it is not tax deductible. That is true, right? You don't get a tax deduction on it. It's pay on the seed, not on the harvest, okay? So I don't get a tax deduction up front, but every penny, I will never pay tax on that for the rest of my life. It all grows tax-free. There's no required distributions. It's not used in the calculation for Social Security tax, and it goes to my spouse and children tax-free.
You do or don't pay a tax when you contribute to a Roth?
Well, it's after-tax money, so you do not get a tax deduction for the contribution.
Okay, so you will pay the taxes on that income that you've earned, that you're funding that.
That you're funding it with.
So you're paying the taxes now. Okay, but if your tax rate is low right now, say you're a low-wage earner, maybe earlier in your career, a Roth IRA would be better for younger people than older people.
Absolutely. That isn't very, that's very true. If you're younger, a person in almost, again, everybody's situation is unique. But I was just talking to my niece the other day. She's starting her 401k. I said, put every penny in the Roth 401k. There's the Roth 401k in addition to a Roth IRA because now that money grows tax-free.
I'm glad you said that because now these things start to overlap in our minds. A 401k is different than a Roth?
Well, you can do a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA. The IRA and 401k are different because the contribution levels are different. But they're both retirement plans. You can put up to $26,000 if you're over age 50 into a 401k or $19,500 if you're under age 50. You're limited to $6,000 or $7,000 in the IRA. But both of them you can do tax-free.
Tom Fortino's in our studio. He is the president of the Alpha Wealth Group, alphawealthgroup.com.
Yes.
Are you worried about inflation? I was just reading an article about that today. Inflation is about to look freaky, says Slate.com today. What is your wisdom on inflation?
Well, freaky is a term you could use. However, I am concerned about inflation. I do. I think, you know, you look at some of the prices, whether you're looking at the grains and some of the commodities, you look at lumber. We talked about that before. To build a house is another $30,000, the average house. I have a client who has does steel fabrication. He said steel since October is up over 100%.
Since when?
Since last October.
Okay, but isn't that the point, that everything is going to be more expensive compared to 12 months ago? I wonder what steel and lumber cost compared to 24 months ago.
Well,
or any goods for that matter. I'm trying mm-hmm. to...
No, I get what you're saying.
Because I'm trying not to be scared. I'm trying to think that inflation isn't going to run away like it did in the early 70s.
Well, the problem on what we're doing is how we're compounding this problem, obviously, is we're flooding the system, right? You're talking about $1.9 trillion on the COVID. Now you're talking about $2.2 trillion on the infrastructure. On top of all the interest rates that are still very low, I mean, as an economy is coming out of this where, you know, the jobs numbers, $913,000 jobs. $913,000 jobs added last month. They revised the previous 2 months, January and February, up by another 600,000. I mean, we're looking at all of these things working together. I think it's going to be problematic.
Okay, so even if we do adjust for the fact that 2020 numbers were low, you do think inflation is coming. It's going to be higher than we want it to be.
I do.
Weren't a fan, though, of the last round of stimulus, and you don't necessarily love this infrastructure.
I do not.
So maybe that would ease some of your concern about inflation were we not just printing money the way
right.
we are.
Right. Sometimes referred to in the past as helicopter money, right? You're just dropping all this money into the system. It's got to find somewhere to go. When too much money is chasing too few goods, you know, that's what the result is.
I keep hearing about pent-up demand, and that's a good thing, that people do have a lot of money on the sidelines. Here's another statistic you probably saw. More money has been put into equities in the last 5 months mm-hmm. than in the previous 12 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. So people have either money in the stock or they have it in the bank, and they want to spend it. That's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. I do agree with that. All of these things are good, but we just, again, have to be careful. You know, when you look at the equity markets and we're talking about all this money that's flooded into them, it's some of it is, right, the fear of missing out, they call it, or the trades where we just, where else are you going to put your money? So we're seeing this inflow of money, and a lot of millennials, too, they're getting these checks and they're putting money in. We just have to be aware of what's going on with this market. Is too much hitting in? Is that causing some of these things, too, as the market keeps running?
A couple questions for you from our listeners. What's the income limit to contribute to a Roth IRA?
Well, if you're filing joint, it's based on adjusted gross income. So if your adjusted gross income is over $208,000, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. You can, however, contribute to a Roth 401k. Roth 401ks are not income tested. So there is no income limit if you are able to do a Roth 401k through your employer.
John, here's a question for your guest. Is the deadline for contributing to that IRA or 401k for 2020 extended to May 17th
it
also?
It is, yes.
Okay.
You
were supposed to come in here today and say, hey, everybody, do it right now. It's good that you're here now because you've actually got a month.
You got to do it. You got a deadline. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah, and everybody's going to do it. They're going to call May 16th. You know what? Why don't you come back May 16th? I'm not kidding. Wendy, could he come in by May 16th?
Yeah, that might be a Sunday or something.
And, whatever the Friday is, whatever the last day of business is before the new tax deadline, come back in again and we'll take more questions from our listeners.
Okay, great.
Tom Fortino will
Sounds
answer
good.
Your questions right now, actually. Just visit alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Nice to see you, Tom.
Hey, thank you, John.
Glad you could
see
join
you as
us.
Always. It's